Unit 6. Ebonics, a new controversial American language. In December of 1996, the School Board of Oakland, California made an announcement regarding the English language and its place in their schools, which started a national debate across the United States. The board stated in a public announcement of its policy that its schools would recognize African American Vernacular English, otherwise known as AAVE, or Ebonics, as a legitimate second language, independent of Standard English. They would allow AAVE to have a place in their classrooms. This announcement became a controversial issue concerning both the issues of correct English and race relations in America. The board thought it made a decision that addressed an issue important to the students in its district. In the Oakland area, a noticeable difference existed between the English used in school and the English used at home by the students. The announcement by the school board was not meant to shock the national public. However, since a majority of students in the Oakland public schools were African American, the board hoped that by recognizing the language gap, the schools could better teach these students. When the media broke the story to the nation, people across America began to form and express a wide range of opinions on the issue. Unlike the way Spanish is recognized as a second language in the U.S., many Americans were reluctant to consider AAVE to be the same. They felt that AAVE was simply incorrect, a poor form of English marred by ignorant mistakes in pronunciation and grammar. Moreover, people worried that such a policy would hurt the students' education by legitimizing a version of English not helpful to skills needed to advance in society. However, the board wanted to legitimize AAVE in order to help students better learn Standard English. The debate, as it was framed in the media, was not accurate with what the Oakland School Board was seeking to accomplish, and instead revealed much about how society viewed Black English. The media and the public at large took offense at the idea that AAVE might be considered a distinct language, and they sought to dismiss and marginalize it and its speakers.